Title: Battle Over Rideshare Worker Classification Continues. New York Supreme Court holds Uber drivers are employees, entitled to unemployment insurance. Content: In yet another decision concerning gig economy businesses, the New York Supreme Court, Appellate Division, 3rd Judicial Department upheld a decision of the Unemployment Insurance Appeal Board, the board, which held that Uber exercised sufficient control over its drivers to qualify as their employer. Accordingly, it found Uber to be liable for unemployment insurance contributions with respect to the drivers at issue. Brief procedural background: claimant and similarly situated drivers, claimants, sought unemployment insurance benefits when they ceased driving for Uber. The New York Department of Labor, DOL, issued initial determinations, finding that the claimants were employees of Uber and that Uber was liable for additional unemployment insurance contributions based on monies paid to claimants. Uber objected and, following a hearing, an administrative law judge upheld the initial determinations. The board affirmed and Uber appealed. On December 17, 2020, the Third Department affirmed the underlying board decision, finding that sufficient evidence in the record supported the board's decision. The Third Department's holding the Appellate Division analyzed and relied upon several facts in the record to conclude that substantial evidence existed to support the board's finding that Uber exercised sufficient control over claimants to establish an employment relationship. Matter of Lowry, number 530395, 2020 WL739-0888, App. DIV 3D Department, December 17, 2020. While no one factor is determinative in analyzing whether an employment relationship exists within the meaning of unemployment insurance law, the relevant inquiry is generally whether the purported employer exercised control over the results produced or the means used to achieve those results, ID, quoting Matter of Empire State Towing and Recovery Association, Inc., Commissioner of Labor, 15 New York 3D 433, 437, 2010, internal quotation marks, brackets and citations omitted. In this case, the court held that facts existed to establish that Uber controls the driver's access to their customers, calculates and collects the fares and sets the driver's rate of compensation, left double quotation mark, provides a navigation system, tracks the driver's location on the app throughout the trip, left double quotation mark, controls the vehicles, and precludes certain driver behavior. ID. What the future holds for gig economy drivers. While the Appellate Division, 3rd Department's decision is limited to upstate New York, distinct from New York City, it may foreshadow future decisions involving gig economy workers, particularly with respect to rideshare companies. For example, on the same day the court decided Matter of Lowry, the 3rd Department held that U.S. Pack Logistics, LLC, a delivery service company, exercised sufficient control over its employee drivers based on facts demonstrating that they were assigned specific workdays and hours by U.S. Pack's operations manager, were issued an identification badge bearing U.S. Pack's name, and were required to sit in the client's parking lot during set hours. Matter of Thomas, number 530311, 2020 WL739-0959, App, DIV 3D Department, December 17, 2020. In addition, Islam, et al. V. Aquomo, et al., number 1:20 CV02328, 2020 WL433-6393, SDNY July 28, 2020, a case pending in the United States District Court for the Eastern District of New York, involves several New York drivers for various app-based ride-sharing companies who filed for unemployment insurance benefits in March 2020. Although the New York State DOL denied unemployment insurance benefits to many of the drivers due to lack of wage and earnings data from the various companies, the federal court granted the driver's motion for a preliminary injunction, ordering New York to pay unemployment insurance benefits to Uber drivers and to resolve any outstanding claims within 45 days. Courts and state labor agencies across the United States have been struggling with similar worker classification issues for gig economy workers. For example, California sued Uber in May, seeking an injunction forcing the companies to reclassify their drivers as employees rather than independent contractors under AB 5. Although the courts granted California's requested injunction, California voters overturned it just a few weeks later when they passed Proposition 22, allowing ride-sharing app.